friendships, of course, involve more than gifts, appropriate or not. When commentator Andrei Kudrescu sees his friends on Sundays at a coffee house, he gets to catch up on everything from police dogs to cockroaches.
So we go out to the cafe on a windy, steamy day that's more like Pensacola Beach than New Orleans. And there is Anne, reading a book called The Mind of God. And Robin, who recognizes somebody passing on the street just from her back. And I say, "What's new?" And Anne says, "There is a 9-year-old girl who just raised enough money to buy bulletproof vests for K-9 police dogs." And Laura says that she actually saw the news where some crazy felon ran from the police and hid under a house and shot a police dog, which was terrible. And that's probably what the 9-year-old girl thought, too. And I just had my 8th cup of coffee, and I have no idea what I'm going to write about this week. And I say, I'm going to raise money to buy protective gear for cockroaches, which in Louisiana are big and sentient like little crunchy dogs. And Anne says, "Little boxes." And I say, "Yeah, little boxes are only their heads and legs stick out, and there is a little warning light and a taped voice that says, just as you're about to step on them, argr, grr." And Laura points out that the calliope on the river is playing That's Amore. And we discuss postmodern literature for some reason, with Robin pointing out that The Mind of God, presently lying next to my coffee cup, has an introduction to an introduction, and I describe, in a few dozen words, Nabokov's Pale Fire, which, as everyone knows, is a crime novel disguised as an academic gloss on a long and bad poem, and Anne says, "Don't forget compassion." Apropos of the kind child who cares about K-9 safety, and I say, "No, of course not, because if being a commentator is about anything, it's about high moral standards and lessons about life, even the life of cockroaches. I am a Jain." And then we discuss the art show by sex workers, which has just opened in New Orleans. And I think that is the same show I saw in Portland last year, which showed the work of about 300 sex workers. I think it's the same show. And then we say goodbye for now to Anne and Robin. And oh, I forgot, there was a real estate convention in town, and 5 realtors told me I was great. And last week, there were dentists all over, and everybody was smiling. Now that's the human world. Happily, we don't need bulletproof vests here, not like in Washington not so long ago. And I feel compassion. Yes, I do. And I forgot about this poem Laura and I made up walking down the street yesterday that goes partly, "Too young to shave in a world of clueless tourists," which I write down with some more lines in Anne's notebook for her to make a little book out of. And I'm sure there are a lot of other things I forgot, or that I can't tell.
Poet Andrei Kudrescu.